Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I guess we should say Happy New Year to him and hope that he's doing well. And welcome to the show, Russell Baxter. How are you, sir?
Hello, strangers. How are you?
Hello, strangers.
Yes.
Well, first of all, Russell, we don't get to talk
as often as we used to and stuff like that. But I think this is like the second time in 3 weeks. That's got to be like a modern record for us.
It is.
How about that? Yeah. How's the weather up your way? You know, we had some snow around here yesterday. Did you guys get any up your way?
Yeah, oh yeah, we did. Fortunately, it's Martin Luther King Day in terms of schools and stuff like that and so on. So people don't have to be on the roads. But yeah, we got it last night in Atlanta in snow. You know, I remember being at the Super Bowl in 99 season when the Rams and the Titans played. Mm-hmm. And boy, was that was interesting.
Yeah, every once in a while we get something that it's overwhelming, and the people from up north come down here and they just wag their finger at us and make fun of everybody down here in Georgia. So,
as crazy as that was, and then that was like a big ice storm. I remember they shut down the train, and all that, closed some highways. But here's the one I remember, guys: Super Bowl 45 in Dallas. When they got the snow,
and
the Packers played, okay?
Right.
And they weren't prepared for it at all. And I remember being down there and being on the streets the day after the Super Bowl and after the snow was gone, okay? And the streets were not full of rock salt. They were full of sand, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just remember wind blowing and stuff like that, and I felt like Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, there's a reference most of our audience is going to have to go YouTube or actually rent the movie and check it out. A great one.
I mean, it was the Dust Bowl down there and stuff, because they did everything they could for people to get moved around and film. But you're talking about Dallas, Texas. Like, get that 100,000 pounds of rock salt we've had stored away for 60 years. Right.
Listen, we have to do something real quick here, and Russell, forgive us. We're going to ask Garrett, our producer, to reconnect with you because you're cutting in and out, and we really want to hear your opinion on some of this stuff. So, Sam, let's give those guys a second to call each other back.
Because
we haven't had Russell on forever, but I don't want to have him breaking up. Like, well.
No. We want to get his thoughts because when you do get him on the show, he is like a really goal. Especially with it being playoff time. This is the playoff edition with him. So I'm so glad on this King Holiday Monday he's got some time to be on.
Right.
Because he used to be on a regular, frequent basis, and, things change, and, people, he's in demand. And, so
he put us on the back burner. Today. He ain't got no time on his Sunday mornings no more for us.
He's busy, man. He's in demand, and good for him. But I'm glad that he's going to get a chance to still come back and visit with us, though. I really wanted to talk to him about Ben Roethlisberger.
That was my first question too. Obviously,
on him, yeah.
Well, let me ask you: you were streaming it again? If you're just joining us, Sam is up in the northeastern corridor where they got really hammered with the snow and the slush and all of that stuff. So you had some power outages. Ended up having to watch the games. You had to stream the games to see them.
Yeah.
When I watched that game, first of all, I didn't know, I'll tell you what, let's get to Russell. We'll give our takes later on. Russell, let's bring you back in here. How you sounding? Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Breaker 1-9, I got a Smokey report for you.
Ah, that sounds beautiful. Sam and I said let's jump right into it, because Sam and I were talking about, we both wanted to ask you your thoughts on the game, the season, and the career that we saw from Ben Roethlisberger last night.
Well, listen, I mean, you don't see a guy play, especially now in the free agency era, play 18 years for the same club. Okay, but that's kind of indicative of the Steelers, because, they don't have, when they move on from people or people retire, they don't usually go to another organization. We've seen their track record with head coaches. Okay. Right. I mean, you know, there are teams that are like the Raiders, who went through two head coaches this year. Okay. And the Steelers have gone through three since 1969. Okay. So right. There's a different mindset. Now, granted, it was always like that in Pittsburgh. For 40 years, they couldn't win anything. As for Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he got thrown into the mix back in week two in his rookie year, but showed a poise early in his career. Perfect for the Steelers, rough and tumble type of guy, player. He did whatever he could, and then grew as a passer. You know, it was funny, when they won the Super Bowl in 2008, okay, think about this. Even in 2008, which was the second Super Bowl title for Ben when he was there, during the regular season, he threw 17 touchdown passes and 10 picks. Now, think about that. That's just kind of weird, isn't it? And you think 40 touchdowns this and 40 touchdowns that. But, you know, they played complementary football back then and so on, and we saw in the playoffs, you know, especially in the Super Bowl, I mean, his pass to Santonio Holmes in the right corner of the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
The pass as well as the catch is it's phenomenal. He threw it over three guys. Okay, but he drove them to, in fact, if you remember that game, they fell behind. They got the ball. And their first play on that drive, I was in Tampa for that, they got hit with a holding penalty. So they got set back 10 yards right from the get-go. And yet he played better later in games sometimes than he played earlier in games. But I think they tried to depend too much on him the last couple of years, and, you know, the lack of balance. And fortunately, they got Najee Harris this year, who, of all things, goes through an entire season without fumbling and fumbled in last night's game. And listen, I believe, I'm not a voter, I believe he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He has the championships. He has the all-time stats. He has a resiliency to him, even though he missed most of the season a couple of years ago and so on. He's been fun. I mean, he's been fun to watch, but a different kind of fun to watch. You know, he's like the big guy with nimble feet. I remember, and the name escapes me, his head coach from Miami of Ohio, but Tom Jackson told me, he goes, the coach, and I can't, and somebody help me out here and so on, said, basically, you'll never see a guy that big with feet like that. And, you know, the way his and as it turned out, he's the most sacked quarterback in NFL history. Yeah. Since they've been keeping the stat since 1963 for quarterback stats. But what a fun ride. The Steelers are off on a totally different chapter next year. Guys, they're going to have something with the Steelers. I can't remember the last time the Steelers had this. Salary cap room. They've been cap strapped for like a decade. So it's going to be a new chapter for them and so on. But they kind of went out on a resounding thud. By the way, not to throw a pall on Ben Roethlisberger or the Steelers, but it's the third straight playoff game they've allowed at least 42 points.
Wow.
Doesn't exactly remind you of the steel curtain. It's kind of more like a go ahead and make your own joke.
Are we hearing Mr. Crenshaw? Sam, I don't think we're hearing you.
We're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Russell Baxter. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Bax Football Guru, at Bax Football Guru. All right, now that we talked about the Steelers, how about them Cowboys? Well, how do you write the chapter on this season? There was so much expectation. They're relevant again, but they leave people wanting more. A lot of people want to see if this team could go to the Super Bowl. Their season's over, Russell.
Well, they were, when it's all said and done now, think about this. They were 6-0 versus the NFC East and 6-6 against the rest of the league. Okay? Their defense was better. but I wouldn't say it was necessarily good. They got a playmaker in Micah Parsons. They got a big year from Trayvon Diggs, but we saw them overpowered by the San Francisco 49ers. And I went back and looked this up. Only the Charlestown Chiefs, led by Paul Newman, had more penalties than the Cowboys yesterday.
That's about right. He's brought up Lawrence of Arabia and the Paul Newman movie. This has been wonderful.
Yeah, Slapshot, yeah.
Slapshot, that's
Slapshot.
Right. Ogie Ogleturp.
Russell, we don't have much time here left, and a great breakdown of what's going on with Pittsburgh here. So let me just get your picks in so far. Now, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen tonight with the Rams and the Cardinals. But who do you see coming out of each conference right now? Who do you like?
Well, I picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl before the season. I picked them to beat the Cleveland Browns, by the way. I also picked the Packers to come out as a wild card team. So what the hell do I know? In some ways, this is almost like Matt LaFleur's biggest nightmare, getting the 49ers the way they're playing right now, because the Packers have bent and broken a little down the stretch here and so on. But I'll stick with Green Bay, and boy, Buffalo was my goodness. It was like watching a basketball team. You know, they're going to be really, really tough. Do we get Green Bay and Buffalo, which is what everybody was expecting last year?
And to do it against New England, too. And I'm sorry, Sam, jump in here real quick because I said he hit something that got me. I want to know what your thought is when you look at Josh Allen right now. We've been talking about Patrick Mahomes these last few years as being the gold standard coming out of the AFC. When you look at Josh Allen right now, I'm thinking this is going back to the days of like Steve Young and Troy Aikman playing against each other in the playoffs every year, or another combination of two completely different type of quarterbacks, but both at an elite level.
You know, when New England smacked them around a couple of weeks ago, about 6 weeks ago, he didn't play well. And listen, he's still very turnover prone. You never know what you're going to get with him and so on. But they were in a different gear the other night. But listen, we saw Patrick Mahomes sacked a lot last night. It turned over the ball and so on. You know, the T.J. Watt play and so on. Almost little known. Buffalo led the league in total defense and gave up the fewest points in the league. Watching them play this year, that was almost hard to believe. By the way, you brought up New England. I'll give you a mind-boggling stat. You want to talk about how the Bills have changed things in the AFC East? For 20 years against Bill Belichick, they were 5-35 against the Patriots. The last 2 years, they're 4-1.
Man.
You got to love that. Well, we should box that up and send it down to Tampa Bay. Let them read that.
Well, listen, as I said, Tom Brady is in the NFL playoffs. That's like the Montreal Canadiens being in the Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah. Russell, listen, don't be a stranger, man. We love having you on, and it's far too short. We got many, many questions for you, but we thank you for getting up and being part of the show today.
You guys, as long as I'm allowed to be strange, I won't be a stranger.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.